We've been checking in with some of our international correspondents to hear about the song of the summer where they live. NPR's Rob Schmitz is based in Shanghai, and he says China's big summer hit is by a boy band.
1, 2, 3, amico, 4, 5, 6, hey, chayo, chayo, 1.
The first words of the hit song, Go Amigo, are sung in three languages, English, Spanish, and Chinese. The music video for it shows the three teenage members of the TF Boys, China's hottest boy band, gathering friends for a game of baseball. It all seems pretty innocent. But there are calculated reasons behind the song's linguistic flair, the video's focus on baseball, and even the band itself.
This video is proof that Communist Party propaganda is evolving.
Cultural critic Zhu Dake teaches at Shanghai's Tongji University. He says the TF Boys are the latest example of a pop group engineered by a company whose aim is to champion the values of China's Communist Party. The TF in the band's name shares an acronym with Time Fengjun, a Beijing entertainment company that selected the boys for the group, writes its songs, and produces its videos.
This video is interesting. It features baseball, a sport we don't play. It's American, so it's aspirational. But the song's message is about teamwork and serving the collective, communist values. Usually, propaganda is concocted by government workers with low IQs, but this is very clever.
We rely on each other, the TF Boys sing. It's so magical to have you along the way. We'll soon reach our glittering dreams. TFBOYS fan Ren Jiaying, a 16-year-old high school junior, says their new song speaks to her. Attending Chinese high school with all its tests is full of pressure, she says, and the band's music reminds her that she's not alone.
They're the same age as me, and I feel like they're with me no matter what I do. I'm not good at chemistry, but then one day I saw a video of them reciting periodic tables between photo shoots. I feel like we're making progress together.
Ren is among tens of millions of young fans that follow the TF Boys' social media feed religiously. It's a popular feed. When bandleader Wang Junkai posted a note to fans on his 15th birthday to Weibo, China's version of Twitter, it was shared more than 355 million times, the most of any Weibo post ever. Cultural critic Zhu Dake says most of these fans live in the hundreds of cities that make up rural China.
Kids in big cities like Beijing and Shanghai dream of leaving China for America or Europe. They don't care about this kind of band. But rural kids won't ever get that chance. So this song provides them with dreams of playing a foreign sport in a modern, fashionable China.
Zhu points out that other TF Boys songs, like a modern revamp of the 1960s communist classic We Are the Heirs of Communism, shows how the band is being used to promote the government's agenda. Gao Ling, the 31-year-old manager of the TF Boys' Shanghai fan club, admits the band is promoting communist values to young people in a new fashionable way.
But Chinese society is like this. We need to support our government, and these boys have been taught to be patriotic in school, so they naturally promote communist ideals. They're showing a positive and bright path. They would never criticize society or government.
That's because, points out Gao matter-of-factly, China doesn't yet have freedom of speech. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Shanghai.